I'd like to get into something that's pretty biblical. I mean, marriage, you know, it's a, between two people, always great. I guess Cuomo had something on the books, or New York State had something on the books. He just changed, and it's about damn time after I found out this was on the books.
Well, a few years back, Cuomo was working on a legislation to stop minors getting married. Now, anyone under the age of 18 had to get their parents' consent in order to get married. Now, the previous exception was allowing minors to get married between the ages of 14 and 17 years old. I didn't know that existed. I thought you had to be 18 years old to get married. I didn't know if you were under the age of 18, you had to get your parent consent. And I didn't know the age ranged from 14 to 17.
Ain't no way at 14 I'm ever thinking about marriage. And I'll be damned if I even let my 14-year-old touch the keys to my car before anything like that goes down. So let's just put it to you that way. You talk about an old generational rule, Rain. This is an old generational rule.
Well, the bill that was signed is called Nalia's Law, and it's named after a survivor who was forced into marriage at the age of 13.
And ooh,
so,
and ooh.
You know, it's under Nalia's Law. So, you know, they wanted to end child marriage in New York. And, you know, this is a step forward for New York State. But there are other states where this exploitation of, you know, of children is those laws are still there and relevant, and people use them.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different cultures that are young marriage and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, no way. At least that's my opinion of it. I just can't imagine putting my kids in a situation where they're getting married, or falling into a culture that says you have to get married at like 14, 15, or even 16.
There's a lot of states where a majority of the states allow 16 and 17 year olds to marry. A few allow 14 year olds, but from 2000 to 2018, there were 300,000 minors, people under the age of 18, who were married. And this is in the study that was conducted in April. And several of the children were as young as 10 years old.
Wow. Oh, hell no.
So
oh.
This happens in the United States.
Yeah, no.
More than we care to admit.
Man. This is one of them things on the book. Like, we don't talk about it a lot. Obviously, the lack of information and knowledge of it is interesting, because here we are in 2021 and we're just getting stuff off the books.
Well, I think majority of the people, there's still a lot of people that have that old way of thinking and you know, of marrying someone that's a minor. But I think majority of the people who don't think about that and think about either marrying someone their age or just have in their brain that a person can't get married until they're 18.
Yeah. I'm glad Cuomo changed that rule.
Look, let's take it back though. Even with the R. Kelly, and I know it's a different state, but with the R. Kelly and Aaliyah situation, didn't they say something about like her parents had to give permission for him to marry with that rumor? Wasn't that a rumor?
That's the one thing about that whole situation. We're never gonna know the truth. Like, ain't nobody gonna really believe anything R. Kelly says, and unfortunately Aaliyah's dead. So it's kinda like those rumors have always been around. People have talked about it, but no one, I mean, what would you really believe from anyone that would say anything about it now? Like, it's been around for such a long time. That was just an eerie moment. And look at where R. Kelly is right now. So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
it kind of speaks for itself. Always stay updated on information on WDKX's app. It's free and available on Android and iPhone users. Either way, you'll get information, music, and more through the WDKX app. Good morning.